The idea is to be able to facilitate the teaching and the learning of Chinese language and culture around the world to enhance the mutual understanding of people around the world and China. So the Chinese Ministry of Education established this nonprofit organization called Hanban, also known as the Confucius Institute headquarters in Beijing. Confucius Institutes, they are the partner institutions between a university outside China with a partner university in China. For example, the Confucius Institute at UT is partnered with the Southeast University in Nanjing, China. And for our inauguration, the president of Southeast University will lead a delegation team.
Why Confucius?
Because Confucius is the most respected teacher in China, in Chinese culture and the Chinese history. It's about the learning.
How does the institute work for all students of the university? Are there classes that only take place in the institute, or do students have to be enrolled in the institute in order to take classes there? How does it work?
Two Chinese instructors in the Department of Modern Foreign Languages and the Literatures, they will assist the Department of Modern Foreign Languages and Literatures in terms of teaching full credit courses wherever needed. In addition, these instructors will also offer non-credit courses about Chinese language. So, for example, for this coming fall semester, we plan to offer two basic Chinese conversation courses, non-credit courses. Also, we plan to offer one intermediate Chinese conversation course plus one basic business Chinese conversation course. And also, this will be open to the local communities.
The conversational Chinese language, is that all Mandarin, or is it Cantonese mixed in, or are there more dialects that are involved in that, or how does that work?
This is a great question because there are so many different dialects in China. So for our conversational language courses, we are going to start with Mandarin Chinese because that's the kind of spoken Chinese language that most people can understand in China.
It is such a big movement. There are more than 300 institutes worldwide. Mm-hmm. Connected to how much business is done among these countries and China. Is that where this comes from? Is this large-scale movement toward doing more business?
Business opportunities in China probably are part of the reason why people are interested in learning Chinese language and culture. But I think also now there are so many different kinds of exchange activities between China and all parts of the world. The Confucius Institute hopefully can serve as a bridge. For example, in terms of the Confucius Institute at UT, we certainly hope we can serve as a bridge between China and the state of Tennessee.
It sounds like it's going to be sort of a campus-wide opportunity for anybody who wants to be involved in the exchange.
That's right. We certainly hope to be able to serve the whole UT community, everybody, and not only students, but also faculty and the staff. So we are also thinking about, you know, faculty and staff exchange programs.
Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me.